And let me close on this. How do you come to him? It's not an altar call. You just come with your leg. You must first move with your heart. He said, repent. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. They saw the gospel the way somebody is seeing it tonight. And they asked the disciples, men and brethren, what shall we do? How do you come into that city of refuge? How do you come to Christ and be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world? Remember, also, the Bible describes in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 that Christ is our Passover. To pass over from frustrations to joy. From death to life. Church, this world is facing a serious destruction that is coming up. Only those who are in this city of refuge, who are in Christ, will be saved. The first thing is repent, because it's not look for a church to go. It is the stage now we are in. It's beyond looking for a church to join. Repent first. First and foremost, repent. God is looking at your heart. He's not looking at the church you attend. He's not even looking at the work you do in the body of Christ. In your church. He's not looking at your title, Reverend Doctor. He's not looking at your title, Lie. He's not looking at the certificate of theology that you have. Doctorate degree. He's not looking at the cloth that you wear, Hoga Reverend. He's not looking at the size of the church. Your ministry is worldwide. He's not even looking at the anointing that is on you. God wants you to repent. Repentance is a decision to turn around. And I don't have to name them for you. Everyone doing bad thing you know is bad. And you have been reading Bible. You know what the Bible says. That these people shall not inherit the kingdom. The Bible says so. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Somebody open it for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Know ye not that the righteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Verse 10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. None of this. So, if you are guilty of any of this, you know you will never inherit. So, to come to him is to repent if you are guilty of any of this. And all of us here, verse 11. Read verse 11. This is the way you put it. And such we are some of us here. But when you come to Christ, those of you who claim to be born again, you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. That's why I answered you that Seventh-day Adventist. They love all our teachings. But the only problem with them is, why are you people worshiping on Sunday when the Bible says it is Saturday? I replied the last one 2 days ago. I said that the important thing is make sure you enter into the kingdom. And the Bible did not say that to enter into the kingdom, you should observe any particular day. The Bible did not say so. To enter into the kingdom is to be born again. Except a man be born again, he can never see the kingdom. Except a man be born of the Spirit and of water, he cannot enter. Nowhere he said, except in this period of grace, except you observe 7 day Sabbath. You cannot enter. Know the difference between law and grace. And know where Saturday place is placed in grace. Everything is fulfilled in Christ. Your rest is in Christ because it's the city of refuge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Repent first. And it is between you and God. As going to church, you are smoking. You know you are deceiving yourself. You are a drunkard. You know you are deceiving yourself. You know it. I'm saying it harder because a sister called me. Her husband has changed totally from watching us on air. See? Pray for your husband to be converted. She gave me her testimony. Because she was looking for the fruit of the womb. And it delayed. So the man went and was womanizing outside. So he had no time again for her at home. I went and had a child outside with another woman. I'm sure the couple, they must be listening to me now. And he said, she told me herself, her testimony. She went, he came across this channel. Together with the husband repented. Confessed to her. I'm not going to do him again. And she said, now. She just went to the hospital and found out that I think she said she was 14 weeks or so pregnant. Now she's pregnant. Another one called me and said, Pastor, say it harder. So I may not be speaking to you now, I may be speaking to somebody listening to me also. God is not a man. God is looking for worshippers that will serve him faithfully. Be sincere with yourself. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. He that will come to God must know that he is God. He is God. He's not a man. I love the way Pastor Weston defined fear of God on Sunday. He said the fear of God. A lot of people don't fear God. He said anything that you can do and you are afraid of man, you hide it from man and you do it in a secret, he said it is evidence you have no fear of God. Because man will see you, so you hide from God. But can you hide, from man? Can you hide anything from God? You know that thing you are doing secretly, God is seeing it. But because you don't fear him, you will do it. But you fear man more than God. That is what makes you an unbeliever. And yet you go to church, oh. You be elder for church, oh. You get two wives. You be pastor, you get girlfriend. You dey go church, or your pastor is your boyfriend. After service, you fall under anointing. You enter his bathroom and bath. And come out. And do what you used to do. With your pastor, you are looking for fruit of the womb. How many men of God slept with you, make you just get picky? There are Christians that are homosexuals. Abomination. Homosexual. Carrying Bible. And some of them are anointed. Repent, oh! You are a hypocrite. Your side of the lake of fire will be hotter than that prostitute that stands on the street. She declares who she is. You hide. You do your prostitution inside church. It's true. You are sleeping with a man that has not married you. You are a prostitute. Brother, the Bible calls you a whoremonger. And yet you are going to church. You can never be saved. That's why you live the miserable life you live. and you think that God is a man, you bring fat tithes and offerings to bribe who? Can you bribe God? Bow down your heads. I don't know who I'm talking to. The first stage is say repent. And for you to be justified, you must identify with the blood. That's why we come here every Tuesday for water baptism, to wash away your sins, to come under the blood of Jesus. That is the place of refuge. Just look at your spiritual life again. Just look at your relationship between you and that man of Calvary. Now, I don't know who has been waiting for this opportunity to use this year to be a different year in your life spiritually. Including you who have not been faithful enough. You are a believer. Including you who used to be on fire before, but you have backslidden. Is it not because you have not understood the cross? If you think now you have understood him better, now you want to have a better relationship with him, and you made up your mind that you will serve him the rest of your life, like I have done my own. I've made up my mind forever. Not till we make we go back to the religion of my forefathers. Lie. I made up my mind. Till the day I will die, the remaining part of my life, I've dedicated it totally to him. Under any condition, I will serve him. He has been too good for me to turn my back on him. And yet where I am today is by his grace. The hope that I have is the one that gave me the hope. The confidence that I have. I want to invite you to enjoy this joy I am enjoying in Christ. I heard the gospel like this one day. In 1989, I can never forget that day. And I came out to the altar. I was waiting for the man to finish preaching. Because right there at my seat, tears were coming out of my eyes. When I look at how useless life I lived before, and I saw the mercy of God who kept me alive till that day, I came to the altar. Nobody told me to come to the altar. I walked on my own there before other people started following me to come out. From that day I stood up, my life has never been the same again. I know somebody here. You have decided to give your life to Christ. Come and try my God and see the peace that is in Jesus. Now, one person that made me to preach this sermon. If you are watching me on air, be on your knees on the air there in your room, wherever you are, and give your life to Christ. And begin to talk to him your decision today. If you are here in the auditorium here now, the altar is open for you. Even if it is just one person, come to the altar and ask the Lord to have mercy on you. And tell the Lord the decision you have made from today. Now you are not coming to me. And don't make a decision that you will change your mind later. If you are not sure, let nothing else bring you here than a true decision from your heart to serve him under any condition. Now bow down your knees at the altar and talk to him. It's total surrender now.
now talk to him, because you're not coming to me. And I'm not going to teach you what to say. I'm not going to tell you to say anything after me, because I don't know why you came out now. So you talk to God. He's hearing you. It's between you and him. It's a decision you are making. And the whole world is watching you. And your neighbors are looking at you in that room. After water baptism, you still went to your boyfriend. Have you repented? After water baptism, you still went back to the same old life. Have you repented? You did not repent now. Let today make a difference. Talk to God. Talk to him.
Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And so, righteous Father, O God, Father, we thank you, O God, for your children before you. Daddy, they have heard the call and they have answered. Father, as they are kneeling down before thee, O God, Daddy, Lord, let their request be granted unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. And as they are going to stand up from this altar,
Lord Jesus, from today, Papa, may their life never remain the same again. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, Father, today, Papa, remove their life. And in this year, 2015, Lord, order their footstep. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days, for we know you have answered. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. It is done.
God bless you. You may go back to your seat. Go happily. Your life will never remain the same again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.